This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
What do we call the last two segments? And that stuff we talked about is so heavy, it's so real. I don't know a headline. You know, God's the ultimate weapon against evil. I mean, how I found God in the fight against the globalist. You get into this, and it really is good versus evil. Like everybody said before us, and you grow up and you're a kid, and the media makes fun of you. You're like, oh, the old-timers, good and evil, the devil. And there are people that will go out of their way all day to do something bad to the innocent, than to do something good for the innocent that helps them. Because spiritually, they're signed on to it. I want to get into politics. I want to get Dan Lyman on with us. Next segment from Europe with the huge developments there. But when it comes down to it, I've been there with you, Ellen. You've been there with me. People see the videos online. We don't go out to a university or an abortion clinic and then see a bunch of weird zombies saying, I love Satan. Who aren't like trying to freak us out. This is their operating system. And talking about how much they love to kill kids and stuff. We're going to play a clip of it in a moment. They all, like, their shoulders hang down. They're like zombies. They can hardly talk. Their eyes roll back on their heads. There's some type of operating spirit or system that's been downloaded into them, and they're gone, and you can't seem to get to them, and you want to save them. So we don't take pleasure in the fact that they're, quote, libtards. They're infested by something. What do you think it is, Owen?
Well, I think there's a distinction between, because there's, you know, obviously Democrat voters or liberals out there, but there's a clear distinction between those that have consciously given over their soul to evil. And you can see the difference. They don't want to exist.
And by the way, more and more Democrats, to interrupt, I've got to say this, used to, it was a small percentage of Democrat leaders were like demons. They're converting. Most of their people are converting to it now.
Well, look, there's signs all around us, too. I mean, just look at, you know, we don't celebrate, you know, these people getting ill, if that's the case. But just look at Nancy Pelosi. She can't even get through a press conference without stammering like a drunken fool. Look at Jerry Nadler. The guy literally passes out. It looked like he was having a stroke or something in the middle of a press conference. So it's just like in the 2016, Hillary Clinton coughing through debates, Hillary Clinton falling downstairs.
And he looks like a little Rumpelstiltskin demon.
So the signs are all around us, but if you've consciously given yourself over to evil, if you've consciously rejected your creator, then yeah, you have downloaded, the devil has successfully downloaded into your soul. I mean, there's famous interviews out there. I mean, the most recent one I can remember would be like a Katy Perry, but there's all kinds of it. They talk about, yeah, I had to sell my soul to the devil to be successful. Katy Perry was a famous Christian singer. Nobody knew of her. She wanted to be famous. She wanted to be rich. She wanted to be on the top album charts. So she said she sold her soul.
I've had her father on. Dave Mustaine got him on. I can't tell you the behind the scenes stuff they told me. He admitted some of it on air. No, she literally did that with the devil for power. And people go to Hollywood. Mark Dice got called in a room. I was called in a room, too, but I promise I'll talk about it. It's off record, so I won't. But they told Mark Dice, will you worship Satan for this TV show? And he said no. And it wasn't a joke. It's real.
Well, because they understand once you have laid your guard down, once you've consciously accepted that, then you're out. I mean, that's it. You have sold your soul. I mean, the Bible says that there's always forgiveness, there's always redemption, so perhaps there always is. But if you've consciously neglected the Creator and you've decided to go with against natural human.
Then that's the ultimate sin. The Holy Spirit comes, you reject it, you say, I choose Satan for power.
And then you look like a green goblin, your face is green, you scream at the sky, and you can't accept the reality for what it is, and whatever the devil wants you to be, a tool for him, that's what you'll be.
And you think you're in power because of the false paradigm you're in, the dream, the hoax, the spell, but you just run around howling at the sky, pooping on yourself. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout-out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Supermale Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here live. I'm Alex Jones, your host. May 27th, 2019. We're broadcasting worldwide. Owen Schroyer's riding shotgun with me. Tom Papert hosts the fourth hour. We've got Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com about to give us his expert take on what just unfolded, a major rout for the forces of world government, a time to thank God for what's unfolding. But Owen, putting bookends on what we covered the last three segments, this is footage of Caitlin Bennett in Austin. You were there as well with Millie Weaver a few days ago. We've got a bunch of footage saying kill children, get rid of them, kill them up to age three. That's Dr. Peter Singer. That's actually the eugenics bioethics boards that I learned about 18 years ago. The next phase would be kill kids up to age three. I've been saying this hundreds of times on air the last few months since the governor of Virginia, who's a medical doctor, said we, after they born, we keep them comfortable. We take the org, you know, with little blood balls. And so the fact that they're now rolling out the next phase is incredible. Here's that clip.
It's not about the heartbeat. It's about the mama. It's about the mother's choice.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should, you know.
You think at 3 years old is when we should stop aborting children?
Yeah.
Okay, convince me of that. Give me an argument for that.
I need a moment. This is too much. You know, a lot of countries have a lot different views on life and when life begins, when life...
When does life begin for you?
I don't know. Are we even really alive?
So you said that up to 3 years old. Convince me of that. What is your premise for saying that we can kill babies, children, toddlers until they're three? What happens at 3 years old to where we can't abort them anymore?
They start talking a lot. And like, then
why are you trying to touch me? So this is almost the 57th time I've been touched without my consent.
It's not you, it's the microphone. It's the microphone.
Don't touch my property. You guys, see, this is what's funny. You guys don't respect property rights. If you guys respected property rights and life, you wouldn't act like this. You wouldn't try to grab it. So she is, like, staring hardcore at this InfoWars logo. I am convinced that this logo is some type of, like, QR code to these robots, these NPCs out here. And it's all, like, triggering their head. They see this, you know, like when a QR code gets on a phone. It's, like, wiring their brain weird in their program, and they just act crazy.
Because it's pro-human. So if you're a radio listener, you've been spared Singer. Totally green skin, translucent, white skin, zombie-like. Hateful, obsessed with killing babies. When does life even begin? That's how a demon talks. You say, I want to defend life. There is no life. There is only death. And you don't know till you engage them. This is the average operating system. A soulless, shriveled woman who hates men. But she goes, the mama decides the death. Mama's kill, baby. Mama kill Kali.
But Alex, let's actually break this down, because in that tiny little clip, there's so much to learn. First of all, she says, are we even alive? So she's right there telling you she's spiritually dead. I mean, that's it right there. She's gone. The devil has won her soul.
So, and they all have that look. It's like looking through her. I'm going to get you.
And then the Caitlin made the point about the InfoWars MyFlat being like a QR code. Again, she doesn't even realize how right she is, but it's spiritual. It's not digital. It's not three-dimensional. It's spiritual. It's what we do here that they hate. And then here's the other level, too. That poor girl, you know, she's young. Maybe there's hope for her. But what is really driving...
Well, she was slowly seduced into this, but she...
But you notice what she does. She uses the brainwashing terms. Elizabeth Warren does all the time. Mama. It's about the mama.
A mama takes care of the baby. The mama don't kill the baby.
The truth is, Alex, these women just hate men. For whatever reason, maybe they've been treated badly by a man. Maybe it's the propaganda in the media that says men are bad, that they hate men. Or maybe they genuinely think men are out to control their bodies with abortion. I choose to stand for pro-life because it's an easy win. I mean, how do you not stand for innocent babies? How do you not stand for not murdering babies? I mean, that's like the easiest win you can take. But the whole thing is, it's amazing. It's all in that one little...
They're so spiritually blind, their whole cult... Let's play it, we're going to go Dan Lyman. Here it is. And they're all like this. I mean, we've got hours of footage. I kill babies. I love Satan. You think they're trying to shock you? No. 3 years. That's Peter Singer. That's the plan. Now, they've already got 5 states passed laws. If the doctors say we don't get government involved, the mama who's drugged up and the dad, and daddy ain't part of it, we going to get the little chitlin out of the baby gun. So they've already gotten there. It's all about we want to kill and we want to kill. It's the mama going to do it. Once the kids start talking a lot, maybe we don't kill them now. Look how sick she is. But she's all high. Only time she shows any energy, she starts talking about killing babies. She's like, yeah, hey, they start talking, and then maybe we don't then. But once we get you accepted age 3, then we get them after that. Ah, the interdimensional gates open. Give me their blood. And she goes, and it's like they're trying to come through. And that's the thing is, you don't believe in demons till you're around them. You're like, what's going on? Your children are ours. Your planet's ours. I can tell you how many footage I see of mentally ill people and schizos that come after InfoWars. I'll be like, I just want to destroy your planet, destroy Alex Jones. Who are these people? I don't know.
Because you don't want to kill babies.
Because their whole plan is kill the planet. It's why they're the environmentalists. They're the guardians. Cut the carbon dioxide off. It's a trace gas. The planet dies without it. And then GMO, toxic waste dumping, everything's fine. So let's play this woman. There's a full 10-minute clip of her. Here she is saying, kill babies up to age 3 for mama. She even, the demon even uses the word, mama kill baby, mama. She's like, you're out of Exorcist, sorry for the French. But that's what she says. She's like, mama kill, mama kill, mama kill baby. That's what mother does, is murder babies. Pure Satanism. You want to see pure Satanism? Here it is.
So when do we cut off abortions? At what week?
I think at 3 years old is when we should, you know.
You think at 3 years old is when we should stop aborting children?
Yeah.
Okay, convince me of that. Give me an argument for that.
I need a moment. This is too much. You know, a lot of countries have a lot different views on life and when life begins.
When does life begin for you?
I don't know. Are we even really alive?
So you said that up to 3 years old. Convince me of that. What is your premise for saying that we can kill babies, children, toddlers until they're 3? What happens at 3 years old to where we can't abort them anymore?
They start talking a lot.
Shut him up.
I'm like,
why are you trying to touch me? So this is almost the 57th time I've been touched without my consent.
It's not you, it's the microphone. It's the microphone.
Don't touch my property. You guys, see, this is what's funny. You guys don't respect property rights. If you guys respected property rights in life, you wouldn't act like this. You wouldn't try to grab. So she is, like, staring hard at the InfoWars logo. I am convinced that this logo.
You go around them, they actually all go like, they don't all just have pale skin and dead eyes as a joke. I mean, something's jacked into them, and they want your babies.
That's it, Alex. I mean, you've caught it on film. They say kill the babies. They brag about their abortions. I've got it on film bragging about their abortions. It's like, look, you had an abortion, okay? That's a sad thing. Why are you celebrating it?
By the way, most of these women are so ugly and mentally ill, they never had an abortion. They just want to convince women, kill your babies, and let me be there and take you in hell, because I get power, and the demon rewards me. Before they start talking, tell those little bastards, God. Give me
that baby's a boy. That baby boy's going to grow up.
Well, get that baby!
Unless we can make that baby boy into a female, that's going to be a man.
If we can chop his balls off, then maybe Satan would please us. We're not able to kill that little boy, give him vaccines, and chop his balls off for Satan. We're the good people. We're the liberals. We'll be right back. How dare us say we shouldn't kill three-year-old children? It's not liberal, it's racist.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To the rain, I'm a friend of thunder, friend is it.
All right, I appreciate Dan Lyman holding. He'll be with us the rest of the hour while I was ranting. And I want to tell you something.
I fought with the devil.
Best thing I ever did
down on his level.
Let's go out to pro-life rallies 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago. I was guilty about paying for abortions. I didn't believe I'd killed my kids. I believe the propaganda. I don't judge people that have that abortion. God judges the heart. People ask, like, why the hell would you admit that on air? Because he without sin cast the first stone. But I repent for it. And I said I'd never do that again. And I've got four children. They could tell me I had a Down syndrome child. I'm going to keep that child and love that child. I don't have a Down syndrome child. I don't ask for that from God. I'm saying I would take care of that child. People say the most loving children you can imagine. But if you hadn't been out to a pro-abortion rally, I suggest you go to one. And I'm going to tell you something right now. There's a lot of anti-white talk out there, a lot of racism towards white people. And it's meant to create division in this country, in this world. And I think white people are good folks on average and have done a lot of good things and contribute to society. But when you go out to one of these events, they're almost all white. And they're not just licking their lips when you're around. They love killing kids, and they love the power of chopping them up, and they're demons. And they're almost all white. And I don't even know why I'm making that point. It's just that something's going on here, and all I can do is scientifically observe what's happening. But you just saw a woman, if you tuned in, and we've got dozens of these videos just at the event saying, oh, kill kids after they're born, kill them anytime, kill old people, you know, case for killing granny, cover a Newsweek, and it's just kill everybody. And it's always these weak, super white-skinned, chicken-neck, zombie-looking people telling you how much they want to kill kids. And they're always anti, and they're just a scourge. They're bad people, and they're tuned into something evil, folks. Because they don't have, I mean, these aren't the liberals of old. These are screwballs. And their sacrament is dead babies. Oh, and you're going to ride shotgun the rest of the hour. I want to go to Dan Lyman at EuropeWars.com, the incredible job he does as our main reporter in England. Talk about the big victories against the globalists, but will you experience the radical Islam's evil that just loves death? And the left's allied with it, and they act demon-possessed. It really is a spirit. It's a chomping at the bit. Let me ask Dan Lyman. We'll get into the elections next segment. But Dan, you know, you live in Europe. You've been all over it. Before you even worked for us, you were a big reporter. You've covered Davos, you name it. This is a whole other subject. You didn't know you were getting on involved. But we have all these videos of the average person at a pro-abortion rally now. Their operating system is Satanism. They have a new movie out called Hail Satan, where they admit the Democratic Party's new move is to get people to register in the Satanic Party, and you know it's their operating system. And some of them make it tongue in cheek, but they're converting to this. And you've got ISIS eating hearts and putting women in sex slavery and children. it just really does come back to good versus evil in my view, and I don't think the average person who hasn't been on the front lines has witnessed this. You've been on the front lines. This isn't scripted. I don't know what you're going to say. I don't even know what your religious background. I know you're a great reporter. Met you a few times in person, followed your work for many years before you worked for us, but what do you add to this? Do you disagree with me that it's spiritual, or have you ever seen this, these people, the way they act?
100%, Alex. I say with anyone that having a candid conversation with that, politics is just the playing field, but the real war that's going on behind the scenes is spiritual. And at this point, I think that's clearer than ever, especially with this battle between globalists and nationalists. At this point, I think the nation state is in and of itself the force for good, the force that holds a society together, and that this globalist agenda, there's nothing good about it. There's nothing well-intentioned about it. And it's not very popular, as we're seeing now. And if they were just honest 100% about everything that they wanted for their movement and their agenda, it would be even less popular. But they have to rely on subversion and sabotage and lying in order to advance the football at all. But I think people are starting to see through that now. And this is definitely a battle between good and evil that is playing out on the political battlefield right now.
So nationalism versus globalism is good versus evil. That's the headline for this segment and the next few. And you're going to have the floor when we come back. Owen, it doesn't seem like it is. People are choosing sides. There is a polarization. Well, the Bible says that, and common sense says it. You do want a polarization. Either your wife loves you or your husband loves you, or either the company you work for cares about you or they don't. We need polarization. We need to make stuff black and white here, damn it.
Well, again, I didn't get into this to do spiritual things or to talk about God or anything like that. I got into this for political reasons.
Oh, I mean, when you were out there with the most viral guy on the internet 3-4 years ago, you were just covering nothing but free speech.
And over time, you know, it's just been more and more of a spiritual battle to me. And there's so much other stuff that goes on, too. I mean, you know, I meet the people at an event like yesterday. They talk about how they pray for us. I can't even explain how much that fills my heart.
Is it not humbling, though?
It gives me all the confidence I need. And, you know, again, it's like, I don't know how to explain it, but when this happened yesterday and people saw these flyers around town with my address on it, they were like, are you scared? Like, you know, do you need help? We're praying for you. And I'm like, look, your prayers is all I need. You know, I've got a Second Amendment here and, you know, hopefully I don't have to use it. But honestly, your prayers are more important than anything that I can do.
Let me guess. I bet you're sleeping better than ever.
I can't believe you just said that, Alex.
Is it true?
More than you actually realize, probably.
Oh, what's funny about? No, I sleep better when I'm under attack.
No, I actually have. I've actually throughout my life, really last 5 years or so, have dealt with actually serious insomnia.
I didn't know that.
And after this weekend, I slept for the first time. Actually, I'll just say it on air, in 7 days.
See, because your spirit was restless. Now you're on your mission. You see how that works? That people that are bad, I'm not saying we're bad before, you're on your mission, they have trouble sleeping. You know your mission, you'll sleep like a dead pharaoh, my friend.
And if the mission is foggy, you can't sleep at all. And I think that what it comes down to, though, Alex, again, I didn't get in this for spiritual reasons. I got in this because I was more of an operative in the 3D world. I was a worldly person, and I just saw the fake news, and I saw where the country was going, and I just wanted to have freedom for the future. But it becomes more and more spiritual every day. And it's just sad. I mean, I remember I met Dan in Cleveland at the RNC in 2016. We were walking around, man. We walked around in our Trump hats. The Trump protesters back then were just as hateful. Yeah, F you, screw you, Nazi. Ah, la, la. And it's just like, man, I'm just out here because I like a guy for president. Like, what the heck did I do that's so bad? But then you realize it's a spiritual battle. Trump is being prayed for every day. Trump is bringing God back into the White House.
Oh, there's no doubt Trump was anointed. There's no doubt InfoWars was the enemy. We have the mark on us of God. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we've been chosen. That's why they're so pissed, man. They see it. They're spiritually dead, and they see it. We're going to go to break, come back with Dan Lyman, give him the floor. He's joined us. Amazing news on Europe. This is real, folks. This is about your soul. And you got to go out to these abortion rallies, man. It's not like 10% or 20%. About half of them you'll think, okay, they're doing this to shock me. And then all of a sudden, you'll get footage by one of your other camera folks that doesn't say they're with you. And they're like going, I just want to murder the babies. I hate children. Dirty filth. Once they start talking, I hate the way babies talk. I want to cut them up. You heard her earlier. She's like, once they start running, they're dirty little. No!
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's
a bunch of
people out here. I'm talking about InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Just go there.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, crashing through the lies and disinformation, waging war on corruption. All right, going back to Dan Lyman, yourdivorce.com. Only you, the viewers and listeners, the most hardcore promoters of freedom, can carry that website forward with the incredible reportage he and others bring you there that he heads up. yourdivorce.com. Salvini, the leader of Italy. Europe is tired of being a slave to the elites. Tell us about the amazing, I mean, again, I don't even have words to describe how big these victories are for populism and nationalism, despite the media blackouts, the censorship, the demonization. You're in the heart of Europe. Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. Tell us what's happening with these elections.
Stunning, stunning election results yesterday, of course. I want to take us actually off to the side here. Belgium held, they called it a Super Sunday, I believe. It was three different elections, the regional elections, the federal elections, and the European elections. They held them all yesterday. And there's a party called the Vlaams Belang, and they are basically just a right-wing nationalist populist party. They're very anti-EU, very anti-mass migration. And they had a huge surge yesterday that no one was, of course, that all the analysts missed. And in addition to a party that's a little bit more conservative than them, a little bit not quite as intense, but the National Flemish Alliance, I believe they're called NVA. And both of these parties did extremely well in the elections yesterday. And Vlaams Belang is headed by, spearheaded by a young man, Tom Van Grieken. I'd say he's in his early 30s. This guy is super promising. He's just as intelligent and hard-hitting as Salvini, and this guy's come out of nowhere in the last few years. And I want to take us back 1 year ago to an article we published at InfoWars Europe when Jean-Claude Juncker actually made a visit to the Flemish Parliament in Belgium. And this guy, Tom Van Grieken, who leads the party, he directed comments literally to Juncker's face on the floor. And he said, "Mr. Juncker, Nietzsche suggested what doesn't destroy me makes me stronger. Well, the EU will not succeed in erasing the identity of the European nations. The resistance organizes and becomes stronger. We'll see you at the next European elections." And that was his shot across the bow a year ago, almost to the day. And I think that definitely came true and was accurate, as we saw by the
results. So let's quantify this. Literally 5 years ago, Euroskeptics won 2% of the parliament. Now it's, what, over 30%, growing exponentially. They are hitting the panic button. I want to play a clip of Juncker, again, the unelected head of the EU, the literal heir to the most powerful Nazi family after Hitler, who wasn't a family. He was the leader, the Führer. But how are they going to strike back? Because you can see the tea leaves here. They admit that they're all going to be out of power come next election, even sooner.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking about, because this election result is so damaging, so punishing, that I would imagine the empire will strike back, and they will strike back hard, probably in the form of censorship, and they'll probably crank up the media attacks on anyone that's basically to the right of center. The way all of these articles are reading today, everybody's far right. People are going to be totally desensitized to that term at this point when Nigel Farage is far right. I mean, it's just crazy. And
well, I was about to say the Streisand effect or beyond that, the rebel effect. I don't think they get when Juncker says, "How dare people love their country? They're stupid." And then he openly says, "Let me bring in a bunch of foreigners. They hate our country." And has events with standing armies marching in. Don't they get that's going to backfire? They're not running operations against people 20 years ago that were in a coma.
Well, some of these people are just so far out there, like Juncker, for instance. I mean, the guy is bombed. Half the time he's a drunkard, and he just says things off the cuff that you just say, how does this guy get away with this? And he's on his way out. He won't be around much longer. But then they have people like Angela Merkel who are angling to take positions in the EU at the super state level.
Exactly. They get kicked out of their own governments with these elections. So now they move to the unelected super state, which again started as a so-called trade deal. Here's Juncker, who again comes from German royalty, Austrian Hungarian Empire royalty. They were the most rich, powerful family in Germany in World War II. His father was in the top command of the Nazis, his grandfather. His father was in the war, a Nazi. But, of course, part of the rat line, they were protected. So this is a literal Nazi running the EU project of the EU. Here he is.
These populist nationalists, stupid nationalists, they are in love with their own country. And they don't like the others. In some countries of the European Union, the government, the parliament, a major part of the society don't like those coming from far away.
Okay, so let's see, we like them, so let's stop there. I've already played this five times today, so I'm not going to play the whole clip. There's not even translation here. The people, the parliaments, they don't like the people far away. Yeah, when 80% are military-aged men, when they're brought in on North Africa, Middle East, where they're raping and killing, where the tourism is down 80%, and then you sit there and you say that people are bad and stupid because they don't want to export North Africa to Paris or to Frankfurt. I mean, as you said, there's plenty of him falling down drunk, out of his mind. But he basically is the richest guy in Europe, probably the richest man in the world. Some estimates are he's richer than the Rothschilds. I mean, this guy's worth trillions. Yeah, folks, it's not Bill Gates. So maybe he's not arrogant. Maybe he knows something we don't know, Dan Lyman.
That's certainly possible. But, you know, when you hear the way he's talking, and it kind of reminds me of the way that Pelosi sounds at times, it's like that friend who's had way too much to drink, and then they're just saying, like, the craziest stuff off the top of their head. They might not even mean it. They might mean it, but they're just laying it out on the table.
And by the way, I'm not saying that Rudolph Giuliani was helping Pelosi, Trump's chief legal advisor. I don't think that's the case. He's got his problems, but I think he's pro-Trump, pro-America at this point. He sees where the tea leaves are going. But for him to put out her at half speed, exactly. We have hours of her bumbling, doesn't know who she is. Why would you put out a slowed down audio when you've got all the damn proof?
Yeah, poor decision. I mean, we got to be careful. There's no need for missteps, especially something that's that obvious. So, yeah, can't say I support that one at all. We can stick to putting out accurate, correct.
But you know why it happened, because sometimes she sounds just like that. People thought it was real. He didn't put that out there. It was fake. He already sounds so brain damaged. That's why it happened.
Right. It's kind of like that AOC parody account that was taken down. People were kind of worried that it was starting to sound just like her own account. It was hard to tell the difference. So, yeah, these people are just off their rockers. And I kind of want to tie that in, actually, to what happened in the elections yesterday in Germany. What we have here in Europe, I think, is two forms of populism. We have a radical left-wing populism, which is a very environmentally-based climate change agenda, and that's where a lot of voters went in Germany.
Yeah, that's Soros, Soros AstroTurf. They realize everybody's leaving the establishment globalist EU things, so they've created new leftist AstroTurf, just like AOC here.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They're collecting these people who have become disenfranchised with the establishment, and they're herding a lot of them over into this other movement where they have it's basically based on climate change. I mean, they had all these crazy rallies in Switzerland and Germany on Friday, right before the election. All the students out marching. They're all rallying around this Swedish girl, Greta Thunberg, and they've made her the new prophet of the movement. But that's where a lot of the German voters went in the election here. The Greens did very well. I believe they placed in second, and the AfD did not do so well. They only did well really in the East German side, which was formerly communist, which is interesting. It really highlights that divide between the formerly communist states like Hungary and Poland and the Czech. And then East Germany, of course, and how they're responding to the establishment as opposed to Western Europe, where a lot of them are going to this even harder left, crazy environment.
And Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, that's fascinating. I noticed that. I'm glad you raised that. It's one of the questions I wanted to raise. But luckily, you're a step ahead of me. You see Eastern Europe that's been under tyranny, been under communism, been under Islamic invasion, super nationalist, George Washington 2.0, you know, Donald Trump, beyond Donald Trump, InfoWars-esque, and now even East Germany gets it because they've seen this animal before. They know what a scam and tyranny looks like. We'll get into more facets of this historic victory for populism and nationalism with Dan Lyman, Owen Schroyer, and more. Then Tom Papert's coming up, and I've got new Chi-Com treason news I'll be covering as well. Yeah, I was supposed to take off today. I was supposed to take my family on a vacation. Guess what? Wild horses couldn't drag me away.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows.
pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What everybody's heard about the bird.
Folks, I don't want to get hysterical here, but I do. Alex Jones back live. The globalists want to have us have learned helplessness, or a term I've coined, mass Stockholm syndrome. I've got a stack. And when I say a stack of news, every one of these articles I either read or scanned over. And that stuff, each one of these we could talk for an hour on. Each one of these is so bombshell. And a good 15 articles in this stack is the governor of New Mexico, a libtard, saying we don't want any borders. So the Border Patrol cut back there, and now it's overrun everywhere. She wouldn't send the National Guard. And there are tent cities everywhere, leprosy, bubonic plague, drug-resistant TB. Areas in New Mexico are collapsing. It's already been happening in Texas. Texas is spending billions of its own money every year just to try to get treatment because the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. They can't even test somebody for diseases. Here are some of the headlines. New Mexico Democratic governor pulled troops from border charade. Now she's demanding federal help over border crisis. And then it talks about the Border Patrol is getting sick. It's over 100,000 that they're catching. Hundreds of thousands more make it through. And I was talking just this morning to a federal law enforcement officer in New Mexico. And it's strange synergy because an hour after I talked to him, I got a call from Mike Adams, another source, saying, hell, I'll show you Mike's text. It wasn't a secret text. Saying law enforcement source, I mean, it's in the news. It's not like, you know, this is even some secret. Got a source in Albuquerque on the street. State police everywhere. Illegals are running rampant. Setting up tents in people's yards. Police telling citizens it's an invasion. Totally out of control. Police threatening to arrest anyone filming. Yeah. And people, and then Ann Coulter, who I've had Ann on over the years, I don't think she's a bad person, but it's an easy score to go, we've got over double the illegals coming in than we had under Obama because the UN ran the total invasion once Trump got in and admitted they were doing it. U.S. aid that Trump's tried to cut off through the State Department gives $1,000 every person with a debit card to come in. Trump tried to get $12 billion. He got $1.3 billion. Trump's trying to declare a national emergency. Judges are trying to block him. So I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm here to defend the truth. And Owen and Dan, I look at this. People don't get 15 million illegals conservatively. Now they've been firing the heads of major police departments, what, federally in Sweden, because they were covering up the number. It wasn't 2 million illegals in Sweden. It was 5 million. The number's probably 30 million in Europe. They tell us there's 20 million illegals. There's probably 50 million here. And again, there's no infrastructure. We're already collapsing. We're going bankrupt. The system's set up. Have your babies free. Get free welfare. The Democrats sign them up. Give them driver's license. They're voting. My God. It's an invasion. It's a takeover. I don't even dislike the illegals. They're fleeing tyranny. I get it. But we are like a lifeboat that holds 100 people that's already got 200 in it, and the water's up to the sides, and we're about to go under. And the Democrats tried to say just 6 months ago, remember 6 months ago, there are no illegals. There are no caravans. It's a made-up crisis. Now they say it's Trump's crisis and global warming did it. And AOC's running around saying cauliflower is colonialism at community gardens in New York. Number one, cauliflower, I did deep research, probably comes out of Africa. It was all over the Middle East thousands of years ago. It was named by Arabs who were in Cyprus 1,300 years ago. But imagine saying, because it's white people, cauliflower grows in New York. You can grow whatever you want at a community garden. You get your plot, you do it. I've done a community garden here in Austin with my kids when they were little. That's the mental illness. She goes out and says, white people are growing cauliflower. We've got to stop it. And you think, well, that's crazy. It's meant to be crazy. My God. Owen Schroyer, Dan Lyman, what we see in Europe is 5 years ahead of us, in my view. What we see happening here, Trump is set to declare a full-on national emergency. He's got to do it soon. What do you think, Owen?
Well, I just want to say, you know, Alex, I've been working with you and listening to you and known you long enough that sometimes you say things that people think is outrageous and not possibly true. You remove the makeup from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you may have a meth head, but I'm just going to leave that right there. You know, Alex, something that I'm continued to be reminded by, but is really more hitting home now as we're really getting into the trenches for 2020. President Donald Trump is against an entire infrastructure of corruption. The CIA was against him. The FBI was against him. The NSA was against him. The President of the United States was against him. He's still battling the courts every day. The media is against him. The worldwide media is against him. The worldwide elite are against him. The elite in the U.S. are against him. We are the school system is against him. We are talking about an entire infrastructure of corruption built up in this country for decades that one man is currently trying to take on as president. Now, that's why he needs our back. That's why, yes, we'll call it like it is. If Trump goes sideways, we'll say it. But man, one man against an entire infrastructure of corruption. He can't even get a damn border wall. He can't even get a question on the census that says, are you a U.S. citizen? Why? Because it's an entire infrastructure of corruption. So, like you said at the beginning, hopefully this is the beachhead and we just start to pour more people in. So,
well, here's an example. We'll go back to Dan Lyman and hold him over, too, with Papert. We're all going to host together here. Unless Lyman's got to go, and I guess later over there in Europe. Let's think about this. Here's an example. Trump ordered Brennan to lose his national security clearance a month and a half, 2 months ago. It's in the news. Ah, Trump's powerless. The bureaucracy didn't follow his order. That's what happens at the White House. And they lie to his face, and then they don't execute. It's called sabotage. It's called treason. Dan Lyman, the parallels of Europe. What's the real number of Islamic invaders? How bad is it going to get? What's happening next?
I'm scared to think what the real numbers are because, you know, we see what's going on at our own southern border. That's one single border that's being basically maintained by one government. And they don't have any idea how many people are coming across. I've seen, I think it was a lieutenant governor of Texas said that for every one that is caught, there are two to three more that aren't caught. So just put that into perspective when you have one land border being manned by one government and compare that against an entire continent being manned by all these different governments, people flooding in from all different sides, coming by sea, by land, by air. So, I mean, the numbers, I would imagine they are just staggering if we knew exactly what they were, what they actually were. And we know that the governments are all working overtime to hide all accuracy about numbers, whether it's who's coming in, what crimes they're committing, how many crimes they're committing, how much it's costing all of us. All those numbers are being obfuscated, and fortunately they're being caught in the act that just happened in the Netherlands last week, a huge scandal with the justice minister there was caught hiding the details about what crimes migrants are committing and how many. So we are starting to uncover the truths, but the actual truth of what's really going on is probably terrifying.
Well, I want to be clear. You're racist if you like cauliflower. You're racist if you don't want to abort black babies. Most black folks are hardworking, great people. But I grew up in Dallas in the 80s, and there were a lot of racist black people that would attack you if you were white. I had a lot of black friends, but they would say, yeah, a lot of racist black people. I had black friends that said, yeah, you better not come over to my neighborhood and pick me up. You know, my neighbor, you know, says he might shoot you. I mean, they'd say, get out of here, whitey. But I'm like Martin Luther King. Whether you love him or hate him, I believe you judge people by what they stand for, who they are. But I know a lot of Austin police, and I've experienced it. There are a lot of incredible restaurants downtown, a lot of great restaurants in East Austin. But a couple of years ago, I stopped going to them because repeatedly I had black guys come get around me and say, you better give us money or something bad's going to happen. And I weigh 250 pounds, and, you know, I'm not the toughest guy around, but I don't look like a pushover. And I literally had to say no and stand my ground. And I talked to a cops. They said, no, it's horrible. And I told people I know being mugged. And it tried to come out in the news. They tried to cover it up. That it's open season on white people in Austin, in these areas. And the media, again, tries to cover it up. Some of it's come out now. And it's just so sad the left has created an atmosphere where hunting white people is open season, and then Jesse Smollett makes it up. I want to finish up with Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com. Now, in Schroyer, we'll continue with Tom Papert. I haven't even begun. Believe me, I'm way behind here. There's a lot coming up. Hour number four, straight ahead, NewsWars.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.